We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We've heard about how PG&E plans to cut power on hot, windy, red flag days to cut the fire danger, but it's not just the hilly, forested areas that may see the lights out.
The most likely scenario for an effect on San Francisco would be powering down the lines either on the peninsula or in the East Bay.
Mary Ellen Carroll is executive director of the San Francisco Department of Emergency Management. She says the city is not in a position to respond to everyone's needs in an extended outage.
In addition to thinking about a power outage on a normal day, we have to consider the impacts and the consequences of a power outage during a heat wave and or an air quality event, which really complicates things for us.
Isabel Flores is a senior program coordinator for the San Francisco Marin Food Bank, which serves 30,000 families. She says they may have to consider stocking up on more non-perishable goods that won't need cooking or heating.
What are we going to do on our end, you know, to ensure that we have backup power to keep things as fresh as possible? But then also, how are we going to help other folks who, you know, they can't store these items, their food is going bad? We might be looking at serving more than just the folks that we usually serve.
In San Francisco, Holly Kwon, KCBS.